Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh, yes. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Come on and give God some praise this morning, amen. Come on into him with all faith, amen. Come on, trust in God for a mighty move in your life and those in your family. Come on, come on. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Come on and worship him in truth and in spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is, with every burden, come on, cast it down, amen. Every care, every worry, come on, cast it down. Hallelujah, pick up the peace that Jesus gives us, man, the peace that surpasses all understanding. If you would just believe on today and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come with all faith, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Heavenly Father, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Amen. We thank you for remembering us on today. We thank you, Lord God, for this set time that you've given us, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, creator all in all for all, we come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is our Lord, amen, over every area of our lives, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. We thank you that humbly for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free up. Heavenly Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. Amen. We repent for sins of omission and commission. Amen. We repent for practicing sin openly and speaking in defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, who you are, what we can and cannot do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, pride, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, lack, loneliness, lust, lying, obsession, occult news, and pain, pride, addictions, religious spirits, python spirits, levitan spirits, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose them by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you, Lord God, to forgive them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forgive ourselves, amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, to be led, hallelujah, by the enemy's lies, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and our family bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we confess the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. Amen. We decree and declare we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. We're seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us and re-advance us in new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of over our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret places, the Most High God. Lead us along the part of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. We decree and declare that we have integrity in whom the Son sets free. We reiterate today it's free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job 29:6, make us arise in the high places of the earth, oh God, to eat the increase of the flesh out of the fields. Amen. To suck the honey out of the rocks. Watch over our steps with blood and cause oil to flow out the flinching rocks. Amen. We decree and declare that our paths is our paths. And we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for the God forgive us. Amen. For all carnality, wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance and fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way right now, Lord. Fill these your temples, oh God, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. Oh Lord, fill us to overflowing right now. Anoint our eyes and lips and ears, oh God. Anoint our head, oh God, with fresh oil. Amen. Let us receive fresh anointing, fresh oil, fresh strength right now. Fresh man in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fresh revelation, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, be our strength, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, keep us from all evil. Amen. Thank the Father, follow you through your word of truth. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters, that the world might believe that we've been sent by you. Amen. We decree and declare Romans 10:1, our heart's desire and prayer for Israel, that all may be saved. Amen. Let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out of the man, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you blessed us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, go before us preparing a way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough path. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your word have free course in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Amen. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believes. Amen. Oh Lord, strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Amen. That Christ dwell in our heart by faith. And let us be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. And let us comprehend with all faith what is the breadth and the length and depth of height of your love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us know the love of Christ which surpasses all understanding, that we may be filled up with all the fullness of God. Amen. Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. That utterance be given unto us, that we may open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let our love, oh God, abound more and more in knowledge, in all judgment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Amen. And the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. Amen. Let us be filled with
the knowledge of your will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy, hallelujah, of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, amen, let us be strengthened with all might, amen, to the glory and the power unto all patience, and long-suffering and joyfulness, let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, amen, let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us peace always, by all means, and be with us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare 1 Timothy 2 and 1 through 2, amen, we make supplication of intercession and give thanks to all men and leaders in our nation and in the church that we may live a quiet and peaceful life, and in all godliness and honesty, we receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, according to Matthew 16 and 19, that we have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and the nobles with feathers of iron. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our life. And then we bind the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And then we bind all sicknesses and diseases and least against our mind or body and those in our family members and loved ones. Amen. Let the exiles be loosed up. Let the prisons be loosed up. Loose those appointed to death, O Lord. Loose our neck from the bands of all bands, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves from the bands of wickedness. We loose ourselves from the bands of worry. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our mind, will, and emotion from every assignment and spirit of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose our city and region from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances, every spirit of poverty, debt, and lack. Amen. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Deliver us and those in our family and loved ones from all oppressors who seek after our soul. Lord, hallelujah. You have delivered our soul from death and our feet from falling, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, preserve our soul, for we are holy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, rejoice our soul, for we lift up our soul unto you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, this morning, Father God, we come praying for the leaders of our nation to come to the light. Amen. We make prayer, hallelujah. We make supplication, prayer, and intercession, and give thanks for all people of our nation, for the leaders of our nation, that we may live a peaceful life in all godliness and all honesty, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can be cut down and withered as the green herb, that all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Amen. We just want to say thank you. We decree in the crowd, Psalm 24 and 1, that our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that have the wealth within it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let all the idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Amen. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Oh, Lord, save our nation, oh Lord, and send prosperity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and your children and turn it all around for our good. Oh, Lord, we know you to be a God of breakthrough, oh God. Let breakthrough come in every situation of our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it. Oh, Lord, remove every delay to our blessing, Father God. Lord, we need you, and we just want to say thank you, that we can decree and declare on this new day that you blessed us with, that it is done, that it is finished, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come believing, Lord. We ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh God. Increase our faith even more, amen. And we decree and declare with all faith this morning that we have the resurrection power working on the inside, so we rise, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord. And Father God, I ask all that have come on the line today, oh God, that you would touch and bless their life in a mighty way and their households, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we come praying for a miracle of your healing on today. a miracle or breakthrough, Father God, in our peace, joy, and our finances, and support, oh God, in our relationships, oh God, amen, in our marriages, Father God, in our businesses, hallelujah, hallelujah, in our employment, oh God. Some are looking for employment, a new employment, oh God, that will truly be a blessing, that there will not be no more financial struggles, oh God. Many of us are needing peace, oh God, and we just ask that your peace come and be still right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, teach us to hold on to your peace, because your word said if we keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, that you keep us in perfect peace. So Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us a new way of thinking, oh God, a new pattern of thinking, Father God, hallelujah. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now, and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that we, hallelujah, of the apple of God's eye and the treasure possession. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by you, oh God. Today we decree and declare that we are blessed even when we leave our houses. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we come back in, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed. We will be a blessing to many. Amen. We are blessed to our household. We are blessed to our generation. We are blessed to the nation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will be proud of the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every tongue that rises up against us, amen, you shall condemn. Amen. We decree and declare that no word spoken against us will take or affect. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Indeed, hallelujah, we're silent every tongue that rises up against us in judgment according to God's word. We decree and declare in Jesus Christ's holy name that our feet, our tongue, and hands, and eyes, ears, soul, and spirit, our clothing, our pitch, and all that we have shall not be used by the devil or his agents. Amen. We shall be an instrument unto God in our possessions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and our property shall be instruments in God's hand to the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our household, our children, our husband, our wives, our mothers and brothers, our fathers and siblings, our family, our friends, and all our close associates will find protection in the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare the angel of the living God will ascend up, hallelujah, and send unto us, conveying our blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that no barrier, no satanic resistance shall stand in our way. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the favor of the Lord surround us today. Hallelujah. It's round about us. God's mercy upon us anew. Amen. We decree and declare we will be taught, led, and guided, instructed, corrected by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the sun, the moon, the stone of the heavens, the sound, the water, the stone, our environment shall fight on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare no witchcraft or spell or divination shall touch us or those in our family or our blessings. For there is no witchcraft against God's own. The Lord arise today before us. Amen. Our enemies are scattered. Rise, O Lord, and let your enemies be captured. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ around our family, our household, our peace, our joy, our happiness, our finances, our businesses. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ shall speak on our behalf. It speaks upon our interests. It stands against the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are joined. Hallelujah. We have joined the heavens today. Amen. To declare God's glory. We decree and declare the Lord our God will direct our path in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. His angels shall lead us. And we shall not follow paths of wickedness sinned by those of the enemy. Amen. Whatever our hands shall touch will be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God has blessed the works of our hands. We will walk through the doors that our Lord God has opened for us, and opened for us only and not any other door. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no one will close the doors open to us, or open one, hallelujah, open the doors that God has closed for us. Amen. The steps that are put our feet are broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we escape like a bird. We decree and declare today we will walk in divine health. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for we are operating under the healing promises of God. We decree and declare that the thousand shall fall on our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Amen. We decree and declare that God's mighty angels of war and fire and terror shall go before us to pursue the enemy, wrap them out, and bring back what our enemies have taken from us, even our generational blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we will not operate under fear, unforgiveness, disobedience, pride, or immorality. In the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For God is our portion. Let the gates of life, our flesh, our eyes, ears be closed. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the sermon and the wisdom of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will feed on the word of the Lord, which is our spiritual food, and our spiritual belly shall be full. Amen. Our spiritual purity, our spiritual man is growing stronger and stronger because of the word of the Lord that's in us. Amen. Today we offer our bodies to the living God as the living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. The Lord our God will help us to guard us, hallelujah, and our minds and our hearts, so no evil will penetrate our lives. Amen. We will walk by faith and not by sight. We're blessed with the Lord our God. So Heavenly Father, right now we thank you. Thank you for all these blessings, oh Lord. Thank you for all these blessings upon us and in our household, oh God, and upon the body of Christ and upon your church, oh Lord. We decree and declare that every word that has been spoken over our lives has come to pass. Amen. We decree and declare every plan and agenda of the evil one is shut down and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we stand in the Lord and in the power of his might. We function like God. We decree and declare, amen, we bear the fruit of the Spirit, amen, and we're not led astray. We decree and declare that every arrow that's shot against us is destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we shall live and not die, amen, that we are blessed beyond measure. We are the Lord. We function like our Heavenly Father. We function like him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us, hallelujah, all that you have, amen. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. We honor you with glory. Glorify your name, oh God. We give you the highest praise for your word is yea and amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be exalted from everlasting to everlasting. You are God and God alone. Right now, we rest in you, and we just want to say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask in Jesus' holy name. Oh, Lord, that you will bless us and those in our family members and loved ones. Oh, Lord, that will be traveling on the road this early morning, oh God. And hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ in this day, oh God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every family member and loved one, every vehicle for form of transportation we may take on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our heads may lay, over our homes and all that's in our homes. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We put on this right now, every family member and loved one, the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy send our way right now. We take the sword of the Spirit and we use it, hallelujah, we hallelujah, and we use it against the hallelujah, the forces of evil that come to try to come into our lives. And we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for turnaround, oh Lord. Thank you for breakthrough, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. That you pour our blessings upon our lives and those in our families. That we won't have room enough to receive it. Others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh Lord, let us have favor in our sight, oh Lord. And that's with mankind, oh God. We thank you that turnaround has come right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all by belief. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on. If you would just thank God right now, amen, right where you are, if you just open up your mouth, I decree and declare your praise and bring healing to your body, amen, and to your household. It's your praise, amen, will turn things around, amen. It's your praise will bring breakthrough, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you would just praise the Lord our God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're still here.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You didn't have to
thank
do it,
you.
Lord, but you did.
My
thank
Lord.
You this morning. Let joy
thank
overtake
you,
us right now, Father God. Let your peace, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
be still,
Lord.
Father
Hallelujah.
God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able
Hallelujah.
To do all things.
Yes, Lord.
But still. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
You
good morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We decree the cabin revival fire as been said on this line, and you receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
only you, God, can do it. Oh, God. I got those fires.
Yes,
amen. Welcome, welcome on tonight.
Thank
amen.
Lord.
It's your first time on the line with us. We pray before we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we ask, and let us know how you're doing this midnight hour. Send their petition. Then we have our prayer petition, and then we have our prayer for the night. Amen. We're going to be praying prayers of peace on tonight. Shalom. My sisters and brothers that's on the line. God bless you. God keep
Hallelujah.
You on the phone with the Aunt Sharon. God bless you. And welcome this midnight hour. How you doing, Aunt Sharon?
Good morning. Good morning. Everybody.
Good morning.
Bless
good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this midnight hour?
Oh, I'm feeling a little inconsiderate. But I'm glad.
I'm sorry. I'm getting some feedback.
Thank
I don't know if y'all got feedback, but let me see. Hold on. Let me close everybody's line up because I can't hear you.
Me.
It's not coming through clear. Go ahead, Aunt Sharon.
I say I'm blessed, and I'm thanking the Lord for this day that he has made for me to get closer to him and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless
yes.
you. God
yes.
keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for taking your time out to come and touch and agree with us in this midnight hour. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. God
yes.
bless you. God keep you. Amen. Twan, God bless
really
you. Welcome to midnight hour. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm doing good.
Hallelujah.
I've had an eventful day. And on this line, as you were praying, all I could think about is the scripture that you read 2 days ago about Jesus and the disciples and staying awake during the prayer. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? You know, so but I had a good day. I got to witness I believe maybe about 20 plus people get baptized today.
Man.
I got to, yes, and I also got to witness, people just being saved and people being also being called to go into the altar and, you know, just basically laying their life on the altar, wanting to be changed, wanting to be better. So, that
yes,
was a beautiful
Lord.
Thing to witness, and
yes, Lord.
And me, I thank God today because one of my sisters in Christ, she called me, and you know, I thank God that she wanted to get, you know, just being a doer of the word. And all her seeking wanted to seek an understanding for a difference that we were having. And I could think about is the verse, one of the chapters in Matthew. I'm not sure what it was, but basically it was saying if you have offended one of your brothers and sisters, go to them, you know, and basically
yes.
making it right. And so I think,
yes.
you know, her. I thank God that she was a doer of the word and that and all the seeking that we could, you know, seek to get an understanding and that, you know, just trusting that God will work all things out for the good of those who love him, you know, and God will bring it back around, you know, and just putting things in God's hand and trusting God to, you know, work things out. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be on the line.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed, and I thank my sister for calling and waking me up because I was out of it. And I thank the Lord. And I'm glad that she called me, that I'm on the line tonight. And I'm glad that Sharon called me. We talked about old time when she used to live with Auntie Ruth May. And I thank the Lord that we could communicate on the phone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, God keep you. We're so glad that you made it on the line to touch and agree with us here on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We have a number. I don't know who this is, so we welcome you here this midnight hour, number 713-386-9180.
Hey, this is Twan's husband. She got me on the line.
Hallelujah. Welcome. Glory to God. God bless you, brother. How you doing this midnight hour,
sonny? That is one word, tired.
Jesus.
I'm a pre-K. I work with pre-K kids, 3 years old. And I said, Lord, I know I need to go to sleep because I know these kids going to drive me crazy tomorrow. But, you know, he kept me up. And I just wanted to. My wife kept telling me. Yeah, my wife kept telling me. She kept saying, you know, we doing the prayer thing, you know, at 12 o'clock. I said, midnight? I said, Lord, no, I'll be asleep by midnight. But, you know, and I was already up because I was having problems with my truck. And I kept praying, God, because every time I turned around, I kept telling myself, every time I turn around, I pray one thing, just another, Lord. Coming out of my pocket, spending money on this, knowing every time I get a nickel, I got to spend a dime. And I was just getting frustrated. But then in the same mouth, I started to say, every time I turn around, he keeps making a way. Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Every time I turn around, he is right there. So it is good to be on the prayer line this midnight hour, and I'm just blessed to be here. And it's good to hear Aunt Sharon's voice, because I ain't heard her voice in a minute either. So, but it's good to be on here.
Hallelujah. It's about your perspective, amen. Like you said, you know, at first people said, every time I turn around, it was something. It's always something. But when you turn around, realize that God was still there, that you was able to be able to do it, amen.
Yeah.
To be able to turn around, to be able. Some people ain't able. Some people can't get out their bed. Some people can't feed themselves.
Right.
They got eyes that can't see, ears that don't hear, a tongue that don't speak. But you are able.
Mm-hmm.
So we start focusing on the things that God has already done. See, sometimes we make little things, you know, as far as our trigger, we think about it, but I still got legs. I can walk. I still can comprehend what to do. Hallelujah. Because God is with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time I turn around, he just keep on blessing me because we got life and life. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for being on the line tonight. And that's a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Sometimes you got to come and tell you, you know what you got right here? You got it to you. It's an old thing. But somebody come and say, man, you don't know what you got. Do you know what you got right here? You like, Hallelujah. It's just in the house. It's just something to you, but somebody can tell you what the value it is. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We love you, sonny. God keep you. Hallelujah. And peace in Jesus' name. We decree and declare restoration. Everything that the enemy has taken, we decree and declare you receive it back. Seven that is taken seven times greater in the name of Jesus Christ. Your peace, your finances, your marriage, amen, your relationships, your possessions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, when there are two or more gathered, touching and agreeing,
I want to
know on tonight there's more than two or three of us on the line. Amen. In the name of Jesus, just walk in expectation and watch God do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name. The glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Sonny, we love you. Mama Sherry, Lord, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this midnight
God
hour?
God bless you. God bless you tonight.
Yes.
Amen. On the phone tonight. And
all we
have to do, walk in the light. And God will open that door for you. I just thank God for tonight. Because God is
hallelujah.
All we got to do is trust in God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I love you, God. I love you, God. Because
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. May God continue to use you mighty. Mama Sharon Gordon, we love you so much. Mm-hmm. Amen. I want to thank God, as we got off the line last night, God has worked things out. God has turned it around for many of us that were on the line last night. There have been some great testimonies where one was looking for employment, one was needing just peace. And, you know, a lot of times we'll be praying and praying, but we come up and we're still troubled. You know, we still got it on us. We have to go back in and pray some more. Still got it on us. And we still like, I've been praying and praying, but I'm still feeling troubled in my spirit. I've been praying and praying again, and I still don't have the peace of God. I'm believing and I'm praying. I'm still in the dark place. I'm praying again, but hallelujah.
My God.
But when we came together, hallelujah, and prayed together, that thing broke off. Amen. The trouble of mine received peace. Amen. Confusion had to leave. Amen. Darkness had to flee because light came on the scene. And the Bible tells us wherever light is, darkness cannot dwell. It cannot comprehend the light.
Amen.
My Lord, my God.
Yes, Lord, come on.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Mama Sandra. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Keep coming to the well to receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister, Shepherd, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour? You made it.
You made it. Day 7,
you made it.
I did, and then it was just so good as I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I was like, what time is it? I can hop on the line. And so that's when I did drop on. And I'm excited, you know, hearing all the excitement from everybody on here. It's just giving me joy, you know. I've been in a place, you know, but God is good, though, so. Yeah, so I'm excited.
Amen and amen. It's so good to have you on the line. I looked at the number. I said, amen. I don't know that number. I said, wait a minute. I do know that number. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we say, you know, I'm so excited that you made it on the line. Just so happy to have you on the line.
Me too. I need it. I definitely need it.
Who is that?
Can you hear?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Went out.
We refuse that devil in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Divinely intervene right now.
Yes.
Come on, Ace Sharon. Take over, Ace Sharon.
I was trying to see who was that talking.
That is Minister Lex Chavante.
Oh, yes, I am.
I got a testimony. I'm writing a song, y'all.
All right. We'll be
your backup.
Yes. I started writing the verse last night. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of it before we get dismissed.
Yes, Lord.
I was saying, I'll be sleepy, but when I get on this line, I just be up and
back
on fire.
Amen.
Well,
you
do it. About 5 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
I need to work at it. But I'll be dying.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Because Lord knows I need all of this.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all want to hear my song?
Lord,
I want you to have me sing. Sing until I get my wings. Thank you for giving me this day to get closer and closer to you in each and every way.
She's about to dial back. She's going to hang up and call back in. I don't think she knows she was on.
Stop until I get to the top. Y'all don't hear me, do you?
Okay, we hear you, Amen.
Boy, when you take a look, I pray that my name be in that book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I'm not
alone,
and I want to make it to heaven. I want to make heaven my home. I'm not finished.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, before I had the mute in because the host line for some reason had the system went down. It's up, but it's just showing me in and y'all couldn't hear me. But we just thank God on tonight, amen, because God will make a way. We've seen there be no way. So we just thank you, Father God, for opening up the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your strength and your power, oh God. It's upon the life of your children, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up our husbands, oh God, and then the men of God on tonight, oh God. We just pray that you will continue to bless them, oh God. Let them receive fresh oil upon their head and let their garments remain white in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that, Lord, be their strength, oh God. Be their peace, oh God. Be their help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing, oh God, that you store upon the head will trickle down from the husband to the wife to the children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare your goodness, your favor, your blessing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ. Holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to work this line. I don't know what's going on with it. But we thank God tonight for a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it still shows me in, but though I'm not in right now, it won't allow the host line. For some reason, the host line went down. So not sure what's going on with that. I have to contact them and find out what's what. But I thank God that you all can still hear me. The phone was able to call and put me on the line. The Bible says tonight our scripture is going to come from Philippians. I don't want to keep us on because I don't want it to hang up before we could close out tonight, okay? Since it got me already closed, I don't want it to close everybody out. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
what the Bible is saying. Amen. This is Apostle Paul speaking. Apostle Paul said that his goal was to know Christ, to be like Christ. Amen. And to be called and to be all Christ intended for him to be. This goal absorbed all of Paul's energy. This is a helpful example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off of the goal. Amen. Which is knowing Christ. Amen. With the single mindedness of an athlete in training, we must lay aside everything harmful, forsake anything that may distract us from living like Christ. What is holding us back is the question. And I give an example like a Marine when he goes into boot camp, he goes into training, everything has to be cut off. Amen. He has to come aside to be prepared. Amen. And this is what we're talking about, that training. Amen. Coming aside from all distractions, anything that'll pull us from what God has for us to do. Sometimes trying to live a perfect Christian life can be so difficult that it leaves us drained and discouraged. We may feel so far from perfect that we think we can never please God with our lives. Apostle Paul, you the terminology of perfection to convey the idea of being mature or complete, not flawless in every detail. So those who are mature should press on in the Holy Spirit's power, knowing that Christ will reveal and feel in any discrepancies between what we are and what we should be. See, Christ's provision is no excuse for lagging devotion, but it provides relief and assurance for those who feel driven and overwhelmed. When we look at the last few scriptures here, a couple of scriptures, Apostle Paul had reason to forget what was behind. He had held the coats of those who had stoned Stephen, the first Christian matron. And note that Paul is called Saul here. He was called Saul then in the book of Acts. We all have done things. We have all done things for which we are ashamed. And we live in the tension of what we have been and what we hope to become. Because our hope is in Christ. However, we can let go of past guilt and look forward to what God will help us to become. Amen? Right. Don't dwell on your past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relationship with him right now. Realize that you are forgiven. And then move on to a life of faith and obedience. Look forward to the prize of heaven later and a fuller and more meaningful life now because of your hope in Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all on tonight. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers already went forth and you believe it by faith, just say amen. Hallelujah. Someone to call your name. And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 And amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer petition is for my aunt Betty. She's my aunt involved, but that's my aunt Betty. I just want to pray. She's been diagnosed with psoriasis on her feet, and she has a lot of pain in her, like on the bottom heel of her feet. So I'm just praying that God will keep her encouraged, and that God will heal her, and anybody else that needs healing, and just praying against all attacks that the enemy has, you know, on her body, you know, anybody that, you know, just keeping them discouraged, you know. And so I just pray she just be encouraged and be healed.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come lifting up your daughter, Betty. Father God, we know you to be a deliverer. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would deliver her from every pain, ache, and discomfort that she may be having right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask, oh God, that you would help her to trust you even more that she may receive her healing. So, Lord, we pray as we come by faith, oh God, oh, Lord, that she may be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals her. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your God, your healing anointing, oh God, in her body. Lord, we pray for restoration of her health, oh God. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue. official every nerve, oh God, every bone in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, let her be encouraged, oh God, knowing that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command psoriasis, ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every infection or infirmity, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister. Okay. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't hear part of the prayer this morning, so when I got on, but just in my situation, you know, just got to know where to go from here. You know, it's just, it's, I have a time limit, and I need to find me housing quick, so I just pray God just help and relieve that strain from me, you know, because it just seemed like it's a sacrifice, you know, that I have to make, you know, with my job and, you know, just with a lot of things. So, you know, just some clarity for real.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know,
Father
know
God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God, and we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift up your daughter up tonight, oh God. We ask that you would divinely intervene every situation concerning her and her family, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would provide provisions, oh God, for every need, oh God. Let every need be met, oh God. Let there be no lack of your goodness operating through and about her life and her household, oh God. Lord, we, oh God, we ask that you lead, guide, direct, oh God, according to your will, oh God, in the place that you would have for her to be and go. That there will be no lack of your favor, oh God, and your blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give her clarity of mind, oh God, clarity of knowing, oh God, and hear from you on what to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she would truly be blessed by you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you make a way right now where it seems to be no way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let your peace rest upon the life of your daughter. Amen. Knowing that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, and that you've already set it up, oh God. All she got to do is step up and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to know how to do that. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray that we believe. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Amen. May the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, be your portion, knowing that he's already worked it out. Amen. Divine provision is there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name. We thank God on tonight, amen, that we're able to continue and complete the call on tonight. I thank God for you, Swans, for plugging me back in, amen. So
amen.
I see you on the line. We want to lift up Sister Paula Smith and her family, her grandson Preston. I believe he is doing well. We've been praying for him, her grandson, Ayanna Williams and her family, Michael Evenhouse for healing, James Fallon for healing, LaWanda Holtz. For God to step in and turn things around in her marriage and her finances. Hallelujah. Her business. Amen. Her health. Hallelujah. Of course, I think I've called everybody out that I have on the prayer list. Amen. Make sure we're praying for everyone there. Keep it in prayer until we come to meet again. We have a few minutes here before the line will hang us up. I do want to pray prayers of blessing, the blessing of peace upon us. Father God, we thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we have come on tonight, your daughter Sharon Mackey, your daughter Swanla Day, her husband, Sonny Bell, your daughter Doretha, your daughter Sharon Gordon, your daughter Shavante, myself, oh God, as we come on tonight, let us know the way of peace according to Romans 3:17. Amen. Oh Lord, the God of peace, oh God, we call upon you to be with us always. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let peace come to us and our household and all that we have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lift up your covenant upon us, oh God, and give us peace. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your covenant of peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Psalm 34 and 14, we will depart from evil and do good. Amen. We will seek peace and pursue it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 55 and 18, you have redeemed our soul in peace from the battle that was against us. Amen. Your law gives us great peace, oh God, and nothing causes us to stumble. Amen. That peace be within our walls and prosperity within our palace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you make peace in our borders and fill us with the finest wheat. We thank you. We decree and declare Romans 8 and 6, our spiritual brothers, we are spiritually minded, therefore life and peace are ours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare 1 Corinthians 14 and 33, Lord, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen. You are Lord of our peace and have made us one with you. Amen. That our household be counted worthy so that you, hallelujah, so that your peace will come upon it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare John 14 and 27, the peace you give, oh God, is not what the world gives. Therefore, our hearts will not be troubled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will acquaint ourselves with you and be at peace, and good will come to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, oh God, that you give us strength and peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that we will be meek and delight ourselves in the abundance of peace. That we'll be with one with our blameless, oh God, and upright with the future of that man in peace. That our mind be stayed on you, oh God, that you keep us in perfect peace because we're trusting you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you establish peace for us. We will dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Our children will be taught of the Lord and their peace will be great. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your peace guard our hearts, oh God, and our mind. Speak peace to us, oh Lord, and let us not turn back to falling. We pray that our ways will be pleasing to you, Lord God, so that you will make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. Your thoughts towards us are peace, and we thank you. Bring help and healing to us, oh Lord. Reveal to us the abundance of peace and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. Amen. We will pursue those things that make for peace. Amen. You have made a covenant of peace with us, and we thank you. And it is an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, that peace is still. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. As we wrap up here, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, everybody. I love y'all. And keep God first and walk in his way, and everything going to be just peachy-peachy. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. 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 And, Sharon, keep being inspired. Keep writing and do it what God puts on your heart, and I love you, Sharon. And I'm thinking about Mama. Is she okay?
She is okay. She's trying to sleep.
Okay, and I'm also thinking about my brother, so, you know, I'll be lifting him up in prayer, but he is a Marine, and he is in training, and I just, you know, I pray that God be with him, and he holds God dear to his heart, that he be at peace, and that God be his strength and his joy, and he be not conformed. Even the ways of the military, but, you know, he be a Marine, but he keep God first.
Keep God first.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love everybody, and have a rest of the morning sleep. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and glory to God. Amen. We don't have a good time. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Siobhan, love you too. Sister Siobhan, take God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. You all take great care. I love you. I thank God for you. And amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, give you his peace. May you recognize that he is our source, the great Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of our every need. It is he who opens the heavens and blesses you with blessings you cannot contain. When God opens the door, no man can close it. Your enemy shall fall before you as Jericho fell before Israel. You shall know Amen. The blessings and the abundance that only the Lord can give. Amen. And yes. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive. We believe we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Have a blessing. A blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Love you all.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.